Welcome to SCOTUSCast. On April 16, 2008, the court heard oral argument in Kennedy v. Louisiana. The court was asked to consider whether Louisiana's law authorizing the death penalty for child rape violates the Eighth Amendment's cruel and unusual clause. Bill Otis, former chief of the appellate division in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia, discusses the case. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Otis.
On Wednesday, April 17th, the court heard oral argument in Kennedy v. Louisiana, which presents the question whether the death penalty may be imposed for child rape. Now, the defendant's argument in that case was that it cannot be, based on a 1977 case by the name of Coker v. Georgia, which had banned the death penalty for the rape of an adult woman. The defendant took the view, both in his brief and an oral argument, that Coker, both its holding and its rationale, control here, because Coker, essentially in the defendant's view, forbade the government from imposing the death penalty for a non-homicide offense, and that its rationale, which again the defendant believes and said at argument applies here as well, was that the death penalty is unique in its severity and irrevocability, and therefore must be reserved for only the most egregious and heinous of society's crimes, and that means murder. There's a secondary argument that the defendant made as well, which is even if his view of Coker is not one to which the court subscribes, that the particular Louisiana statute under which he was convicted is impermissible under the Eighth Amendment because it does not sufficiently limit the class of offenders who would be eligible for the death penalty for the crime of child rape. Now, the court got off to a discussion of Coker, and its place in the argument was unusual and interesting. Justice Ginsburg observed that we can't know about whether there is a national consensus either for or against the death penalty for child rape until the scope and precise holding of Coker is clarified, and the states have a chance then to act on it. It may turn out to be the case, all depending on what the court decides, that Coker does hold that there cannot be the death penalty for anything other than a homicide offense. But it seemed from the questioning and from the Coker opinion itself that the court is unlikely to hold that. Coker refers many times to the subject matter of its case, the subject matter of which it is dealing, as being the rape of an adult woman. And Justice Lewis Powell's concurring opinion makes it clear that, in Powell's view anyway, there could be rape sufficiently horrible involving, for example, torture or lasting and grievous damage to the victim that they could be eligible for the death penalty. And I think the court is open to the Powell view of this. Therefore, defense counsel's argument pretty much came down to his secondary point, which is that the Louisiana statute has no significant limits on those to whom it would apply. The Louisiana attorney representing the state was asked about that, but did not, it seemed, have a sufficient answer. Her answer was that simply the age stated in the statute, that is, that the statute providing the death penalty applied only to those who raped a person less than 12. Understand, the statute has now been amended to less than 13. That age limitation imposes the needed limit. Justice Kennedy, who may turn out to be the decisive vote here, as he has been in other cases, did not seem particularly satisfied with that answer and asked the question again, of the counsel for Texas, Solicitor General Ted Cruz of Texas, who was given argument time to speak in behalf of the position adopted by any number of states lining up on the side of Louisiana. Justice Kennedy asked Solicitor General Cruz as to his suggestions as how the statute might be limited. And Cruz had a number of suggestions, for example, to recidivists, or to where the crime involved torture. Now, given how the argument went, the fact that defense counsel seemed to be thrown back on his secondary argument, and that his initial argument, which necessarily includes the idea that there's a national consensus against imposing the death penalty for child rape, did not enjoy a lot of subscription on the court. It seems likely to me that two things are going to happen here. We're going to have a bit of a something for everyone opinion. I think the defendant is going to win the case because the state of Louisiana simply did not establish sufficient limitation to satisfy what seemed to be a majority of the justices, that there were real limits of the kind the court has previously accepted on the class of offenders to whom the death penalty would apply. On the other hand, there may be a longer-run victory for those supporting the death penalty for child rape, because it seemed at least possible, if not likely, that the court would leave open the possibility of imposing the death penalty for non-homicide crimes. Indeed, there already is a death penalty for a number of non-homicide crimes, the most prominent of which being treason, for which Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed, and that these non-homicide crimes to which the death penalty might apply would include child rape, and that the court would clarify that Coker, properly understood, does not hold otherwise.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video from past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at federalistsociety.org/multimedia.